This man ran for president 5 times and never won. Some may call him the biggest loser. Here it just means he gets his picture on the wall more often. His story is a part of today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid. No matter how you apply fertilizer, AgriLiquid products will maximize your yield potential. Go to agriliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgriLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgriLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agriliquid.com.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition. Expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your crop production services dealer about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
In 1965, the owner and president of the First State Bank in Norton, Kansas, was inspired by the stories of those who ran for president but were not elected. Afraid that their stories might be lost, he began a gallery of portraits and biographies inside his bank to remember their contribution to the nation.
We are limited on wall space, so every election year is represented.
Today, Leanne Shear is the curator of the now over half-century-old site, the They Also Ran Gallery. In some cases, you'll find pictures of those who were president but then were defeated in a re-election bid. But most of the pictures are of people whose names, while not lost to history, are not well known.
We have Henry Clay. He is called our consistent loser. For 24 years, he vied for the office of president. He changed his political affiliations 3 times, but we only have 1 picture of him on the wall.
Some dub it a hall of losers, but Leanne says it shouldn't be that way. She takes pride in sharing the stories of those who were such accomplished leaders.
I guess that's the way people have thought about it, that it's almost quite a joke. And when the newspaper people write about us or Associated Press, they may say Obama takes White House, McCain takes place in obscure museum in Northwest Kansas. So it is kind of a little bit making fun of us, but it's also an important for us to keep track of our history.
This gallery makes news every 4 years for an event it hosts, a small get-together that often gets national media attention. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Norton, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.